Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tippy Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling it better. We go through our daily adventures where we ask the question, what have you done today? What stands out today? And what is the most important thing that happened today? How have you overcome today? And what was your challenge of the day? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect, tracking our behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. Presented to you by the E Factor, we talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find their struggles and triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you in the face is that there are resources deep within you to begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself in situations that you never saw before.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another amazing day at Tippy Talk in the Night. And to another spiritual principle that I have discovered and have been inspired with today. So first of all, the spiritual principle that we're going to talk about has to do with, where do you think your inspiration comes from? And the quote is, live the life you thought you could only imagine. So it's time to step into or go towards the life that you have always wanted, that you can't not even imagine, or that you could imagine, but think that maybe you don't deserve it. The spiritual principle that we're going to talk about that asks the question is where that inspiration comes from. So we are inspired by what we hear, what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, all those things coming like an expression, as an expression of the divine creator of this movie called life. And I thought that was beautiful, and I got that from someone. I will tell you in a minute who I read that today. All of this comes from the divine creator of this movie called life. When you start to give credit to your inspiration, to the creator of your life, then you'll be able to draw on that source for unlimited inspiration whenever you need it. The person that wrote that is Rich Smith, metaphysical filmmaker. That's what he calls himself. And so as a filmmaker, he sees himself as the infinite filmmaker. He's not the infinite filmmaker. He basically takes a look at the infinite filmmaker. And I think that is really, really beautiful, because our creator is what people confuse with so many other things. And basically, the word God is the word for our creator. And my inspiration today comes from Rich Smith. So I will continue with Rich Smith, which just totally inspires me. Imagine that your life were a movie created by an infinite filmmaker. And you know what? You don't even have to imagine that, because your life is created by an infinite filmmaker. And everything that you could ever wish or dream or hope for became part of that movie. Now imagine this is not your imagination, but your reality. What would your life movie look like? Do you know what your life movie look like? We talked about writing down all those things that bother you on a piece of paper and getting rid of it. And if you've done that, then you're ready to take this step, which is write down your wildest imagination of what would your life movie look like, everything you wanted to actually come true. Because spiritual principle that we're talking about today says that it could. And it says that your creative ideas aren't really even yours, because every idea that you have comes from your creator. And as a creative being, we have to be inspired before we can even begin to write that book or that movie or paint that picture or sing that song or make that movie or do anything that's creative. That's the spiritual principle that Rich Smith, a metaphysical filmmaker, tells us about. Did you not know that the infinite filmmaker is the only inspiration that we can draw upon to create our masterpiece? Do you realize how powerful those words are? Did you not know that the infinite filmmaker, your creator, only inspiration that we can draw upon to create our own masterpiece, our own life. Seeing that the infinite filmmaker is everywhere, at all times, present, then everything we see that inspires us to create is an individualized expression of the infinite filmmaker. And today, I saw a butterfly, a beautiful butterfly, stand on top of a purple flower. And I came close to him. It's not the first time I saw a butterfly, but it's the first time I came close to take a picture, and the butterfly did not fly away. And I posted that picture for you. So if you look at the slide, you will see that picture, and you will see that beautiful sky. I took all those pictures today. So today was definitely a picture-taking day and an inspirational day. And now I'm going to give you one more thing that he says here, because Rich Smith is just such an amazing person. And Richard Smith, there you are. Let's see what else he says that you might really enjoy. You can go with the inspiration and miraculously you will appear as a person, as a place, as a thing, as a book, as a picture, it will appear. And that is our inspirational principle today. Because we already went through writing out everything that is bothering us. So you should be relieved on that. And now you want to start stepping in. And we're going to take that principle. And that's the action that we take. But the focus that I'm taking today is the body. And overcoming the addiction of overeating, overcoming the addiction of smoking, overcoming any addiction is a process of self-love and a process of giving up the practice of self-abandonment and stepping into self-love. And in order to give up the addiction, there are a few steps that you have to make. And I will give you those steps. And I promise you that you will get so much more if you want to. Because I do have so much more. And I have put together a call. A conference call on the phone. You have to call. It's a meeting. We'll have a meeting. And if you want to take this addiction and get rid of it forever, I have made it so amazingly affordable that there's no way that you can say no to it. Get over that addiction, whether it's smoking, whether it's picking your nose, or if it's losing weight. My focus is on losing weight, but you can apply that principle towards everything else. So I'm going to give you the steps. I'm going to invite you to join. And I have such an amazing deal for you that if this is what your heart desires, to really start taking care of that beautiful body that you are in charge of, then you're more than welcome to go, because I know that you can do it and you know that you deserve it. And the principles that I'm going to give you today, if you practice it, you can even do it on your own. You definitely can do it on your own. But when you have a community, when you have somebody you can talk to and one-on-one dealing with each setback that you personally have, it makes everything so much more powerful. So in order to overcome an addiction, there are three levels that you have to overcome. And one is the physical, one is the spiritual, and one is the emotional. And when they're all in alignment, your weight issues are not an issue. So the focus is never on your weight. The focus is always on, is overeating, then the focus will be on overeating. Well, no, because if the focus is on overeating, you will be overeating. The focus is not on overeating. The focus is on eating correctly to heal your body and eating when you're hungry and never going hungry, but learning to stop eating when you're full and try to figure out what it is that is being substituted for it and being aware of it. I'm going to give you a few steps right now to take and not to fear, because that's what it's all about. And that's the invitation that you are getting now. And this broadcast is not being publicly broadcast to everybody. If you're listening to it and you hear it, it's for you. Because very, very few people have been invited to listen to this. So here are the steps that you need to take, and I'm going to tell you what it is so that you can do it on your own or that you can join us. And if you wish to get that information of how to join us, then all you have to do is email the ESAC, not the ESAC show, email at esacshow@gmail.com. It's esacshow@gmail.com, and tell me yes, I want in on that conference call, and you will be in. And so here it is. Here is the steps that you will need to take. First, you already know number one, which is mentally and physically and emotionally is what it is that you have to align. So the number one thing that you need to do is you need to keep mentally and physically very, very busy with things that you love to do. Mentally, in other words, don't think about it. Just think about things you love to do. And physically, do things you love to do. And doing things you love to do could be things like, let's say, if you want to go to meetings, talk about why you're overeating, pamper yourself, go to those meetings. If you want to go to Weight Watchers, as dysfunctional as Weight Watchers is, it might give you other things to think about. So pamper yourself. Go keep your mind and your body very busy. That's number one. Number two, find the biggest incentive for why you're overeating. Is it social? What is it serving you? What kind of joy is it giving you? Is it taking care of the fear of food? Maybe you're afraid that if you don't eat now, you won't have food later. A lot of us have that installed. Maybe you were told as a child that you better eat up everything or else. Or maybe it's because of your self-abandonment. You don't love yourself. And you want to hurt yourself. And you want to make sure that you stay unhealthy so that no good things happen. Whatever it is, think about it. Take time. Take the moment to think about the incentive of what it is. Pin it down. Pin down what the nation is sentimental about it. Is it self-pity? Is it because you can't say no to someone that serves you food, or maybe they cooked and you feel bad? Is it a lifestyle? Okay, that's number two. And number three, find the chief incentive for not overeating. This is rationally. Okay, you're going to rationally figure out why you would prefer not to overeat. Consider it. Think about it thoroughly. Don't Don't worry about taking time out. Sit down for 15 minutes and think about nothing else, or sit down for 5 minutes, or sit down for 5 hours, whatever it takes. Take the time, whatever time you can give. And this is really not even touching about the instinctual, the emotional. We're just talking about the rational here. So clear above in the next creative relaxation. So when you do a creative relaxation, which I'm going to show you what it is, because creative relaxation will help you also declare, which is what you should do, what you're going and what your intention are. Like, for example, I care for my body. That will be a declaration. I truly love myself. So you can say this. You say you truly love yourself. You truly care for your body. Goodwill, strength, and blessings to every part. Or declare goodwill and blessings to every part of my body. My body does much for me. That's a good declaration, too. My nervous system does much for me. Great declaration. I do not wish to poison them in return. So a declaration like that, doing it right after you do an exercise that is the creative exercise of relaxation, it's a very powerful moment. So that's number four. Number three would be find the chief incentive for not overeating. Number four is declaring it. Number five is being more specific about eating. Why do you overeat? And then number six would be to look at the negative reaction that you have to all that, how, going from the rational mind of declaring it, thinking about it, using the intellect, into the emotional, how your emotional is reacting to it. And that's basically the process that you have to go through, and that's the process that we can go through. You join the E-Factor University, and you can do it one-on-one and ask all the questions. And try to do it at home. Try to practice it. See what comes up for you and what you understand and what you do not understand. And that is the question for today. That is the thing that we have to do today. So how was your day today? What did you do today? Did you give your body what it needed? Do you feel that you ate a little bit more than what you wanted to, or a little bit less than what you wanted to? Were you afraid to be hungry? Did you declare it today? Did you think about all those things? Are you set and are you ready to succeed? Because if you do it this way, it's easy, it's pleasurable, and you cannot fail. And you will not fail. Because you will be, first of all, right now, what we talked about is doing it on the rational level. Now we're going to take a look and see how the emotional level is reacting to our rational way of doing things. And then we will go into the spiritual. And then it will be all aligned together. After a beautiful day like today, with this beautiful butterfly visiting me in the morning and the sun shining in my face, it was just so perfect that I was really inspired to do this tonight, even though I'm really, really tired and it's 1:30 in the morning. So I wish you well. I wish you lots of magic. And I wish you lots of luck.
We have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight on the E-Factor Show. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and you are listening to Black Talk Radio. E-Factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up either first or second in line. Or you can go to the website and find out more about it, which is lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call into the E-Factor Live on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and give us your opinion, your question, your idea, or your challenge of the day. We also invite you to follow us All you have to do is click on that follow button right there on top, and you'll receive updates and notices every time we broadcast. We will be broadcasting randomly throughout the week, but always here live on Monday. Until we meet again, have a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion.